Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, mamas. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Gabby Campbell, and today I will be reading the Mom to Mom letter with Mary Jo. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, Father, for bringing my sisters and I here together once again. We come, Lord, to hear this devotional with open hearts and open hands. Pour into us, Lord, today what your Spirit wants to give us, Lord. We come with open hands, Lord. We lay down any burden, any worries, or fears that we may have today. We lay them down at your feet. We know that you are with us. We know that ultimately you are in control of our lives, of our situations. Thank you, Lord, for that we can rest in that. Thank you, Lord, that we can take the burden off, the burdens off of our shoulders, and rest in you. And rest in that knowledge. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's verse is John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Sweet sister, the heart-wrenching events of that first Holy Week fulfilled prophecies penned by prophets thousands of years before. From the beginning of time, it was God's plan to save and deliver his beloved creation, you and me. The brutal whipping, the questioning, the mocking, the crucifixion, and the supernatural resurrection of Jesus changed our destiny from eternal death and damnation to everlasting life and peace. This die for you love, this beautiful new reality, is available still today to whosoever believes. Your sins are forever paid for. Though Jesus died over 2,000 years ago, his pure blood stands eternal. It still washes and makes new. Even to this day, it is alive, working miracles. Hallelujah. Open your heart wide this week to receive the complete work of our wonderful Savior. Allow him to have his way, to do what only he can do. Abundant life comes through no other name. Let the reality of the cross tangibly touch the impossibilities you're facing. You are loved more than you could ever know. Blessings and love. Mary Jo Mast and the Help Club for Moms team. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful words that are friend Mary Jo wrote for us today. Thank you for her heart who loves you so much. I pray, God, that through your Spirit and through her writing, you will speak to our hearts and minds what you want us to take away from this devotion today. Help us, Lord, to focus and keep our eyes on you as we move through the Lent season, and as we get closer to celebrating Easter and your resurrection and the days leading up to that and what that time looked like, Lord, when you were here on earth. I pray, God, that we will continue to lean in, that we will continue to learn and grow more and more in And just knowing, Lord, and understanding what that week was all about and all the events leading up, Lord, to Jesus' death and resurrection. All of the events, Lord, the meaning of each event, Lord. Help us, Lord, to take time to just focus on the stories. Our devotions have been based out of the book of John, Lord, throughout this Lenten season. So I just pray, Lord, continue to draw us, Lord, to that book, Lord. Continue that we can dive deep into those chapters, Lord, into those stories, and that we can prepare our hearts and our minds to the events leading up, Lord, to the resurrection, Lord, which we celebrate as Easter, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful, the work of the cross. May we not ever underestimate the power of the cross and what it has done in our lives and the power that it has to change us, Lord, from the inside out, that our sins are forgiven. Our past, present, and future sins have all been forgiven because of the work of the cross. And so help us, Lord, to continue to draw near to you, to bring our families closer to you, to invite others into this season of diving in to Lent and all of the studies that it brings. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, Lord, for your love. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray all these things. Amen. Thank you so much, friends, for joining us today. Thank you for coming to the podcast. I pray that you have a wonderful week ahead, that you feel the Father's love. May it just fill you to overflow, and that you will have a wonderful week with your family, your children, your loved ones. And may you enjoy this season of Lent as Jesus draws himself closer to you. Thanks again, friends. Bye-bye.